You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and once again, Brian O'Nunoyne is with us, and this week he takes on Sibling Day and his latest annoyance, Ex-Spouse Day.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, you know what they say, East is East, and West is West, and ne'er the twain shall meet. Let me put this another way for you. I'm perfectly sane, and you lot are completely bonkers. Oh, I'm kidding, of course, but you know what? There are times when you're completely unfathomable. And what I saw recently, well, let's just say that my flabber has never been so gasted. 'Twas bad enough when that social plague, Facebook, had people online celebrating Sibling Day. Sibling Day? Like, really? But then, on MSN's homepage the other day, what did I see? Ex-freaking-spouse day. I mean, come on, give me a break here, people. Now, what does it mean? For me, the very notion of consecrating a specific day for these relationships, well, it actually devalues rather than dignifies them. Now, this is not at all, of course, the case with things like National Breast Cancer Awareness Day or National Seatbelt Day, because these occasions might have a real and lasting effect on somebody's life. But Sibling Day and Ex-Spouse Day, well, I mean, they're really right up there with, like, Rare Slug Day or Toenail Clipping Day. At best, they're just ridiculous. At worst, well, maybe they're symptomatic of some sort of social malaise. And of course, being the high stool psychoanalyst that I am, I will now diagnose for you what it means to have a sibling day and an ex-spouse day. Well, they could represent plain and simple insecurity. This constant desire to be reassured that things are fine, everything's okay, email me, text me, phone me, and tell me I'm a wonderful person. So bloody needy. Or it could be just jealousy, good old jealousy. You know, some idiot didn't like the fact that the parents had a Mother's Day and a Father's Day. And he decided, well, since my sister and I get along very well, why don't I make this thing called Sibling Day? Now, of course, the wankers that dream up this sentimental drivel, well, they won't be satisfied with Sibling Day and Ex-Spouse Day. Oh, no, 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 no. Next, we're going to have Cousin's Day. Stepfather's Day. What about Man That Married My Half-Sister's Day? Oh, enough is enough for crying out loud. Huh? Father's Day? Mother's Day? Well, we're kind of stuck with them, so let's not tamper with them. But I mean, let's face it, it's just an excuse for you to have the privilege of choosing which restaurant the family can go out to. It's just like having another birthday. No, I'm not overly sentimental to be thinking, well, you should be celebrating your parents every day. No, in all things, moderation. If every day is special, well, guess what? No day is actually special, because special, by definition, would mean that it stands out from the ordinary. Anyway, please, let's not be encouraging by sending Facebook greetings to each other on Siblings Day or Ex-Spouse Day. In the meantime, I wish you a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here We Come and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.